Welcome to the Bear Essentials Podcast, a short and sweet and sometimes spicy weekly peek into the journey of Christian parenting. Now, here are your guides, the founders of Bear and Squirrel, Charlie and Christina Matz.
I am Charlie Matz, and I'm sitting next to my beautiful wife, Christina, and we are Christian parents. We're parents who want to guide our children into being adults who love and obey our Lord. And so we have four kids. They're 9, 5, 2, and a little over 2 months. So we're right in the middle. We're in the middle of this thing. We're in the trenches. And we're just wanting to share our story and share things that are going on in our lives and things that we think about as Christian parents so that it might encourage you on your journey. And so today we want to talk about choosing a church. Why we don't choose a church based on what our children like. This is actually probably a sensitive topic for maybe some families, but we think it's really important because it's really easy to get into this mindset. Now, I want to disclose that our children love our church, so we're very fortunate that they do love our church. And most of the time, that's going to be the case. How you guide and direct your kids and how you lead, they're going to follow that leadership. But we want to talk about, you know, a couple different things when it comes to this. But why don't you, you know, what do you think, sweetie? What are some things to talk about when it comes to why we don't choose a church based on what our kids like?
Well, I think when you're choosing a church, the first thing that you look for has to be really solid biblical teaching. And, you know, I think we've probably all seen situations where maybe there's really strong biblical teaching from the front, but they don't have the most exciting children's ministry program.
Right.
And there's also situations where there's this amazing, dynamic, fun children's program, but maybe the teaching isn't that solid. And I think a lot of times when we have very kid-centered homes, even when we're not intentionally doing that, we can go to the church that has this awesome kids program because we think, well, if my kids love it and have fun, they'll grow up always wanting to be in church. And that's actually really far from the truth. We need to go so that we as the parents are being fed and we're being nurtured in the word by strong biblical teaching, because what's going to keep our kids in church and genuinely link them to the Lord lifelong is to see parents who don't compromise and parents who aren't hypocrites. And so we cannot falter in what we know to be right and true for the sake of pleasing our kids. While that might, you know, placate them when they're really little, it's not going to hold a candle to what they know is right as they get older. And they're going to actually be more likely to leave the church in those situations.
Yeah. And this can be applied to almost anything. I mean, it's an overused metaphor, but think about when you're on an airplane and they tell you in the case of an emergency, the oxygen's going to come down. You need to put it on yourself before you put it on your kids or any little ones that are with you. And it's the same thing. I mean, if you're not taking care of yourself first, it doesn't matter what's going on in the children's program.
Yeah.
It's not going to work. And so I think that maybe another thing is that they need to get used to being flexible for the sake of the family. They're not the center of your family. Your kids are not the center of your family.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is, and then your spouse, and then they are. And you know, this is countercultural. Our culture loves putting children at the center of the family. And so why wouldn't most people shop a church by, you know, thinking about what their kids want or desire first? And so, I mean, what would be another thing to think about?
Yeah, well, and even to go off real quick, what you were saying is, like, you might be listening and you might be like we were for a long time. You have a strong desire to have a biblical family dynamic where your children are not the center of attention. But the problem is maybe you're not plugged into a strong church. Maybe you're not being intentional about the other families that you're spending your time with. And so culture is actually influencing you without you even knowing it. And there's a lot of things we did really early on where I know for me, like, I did let, you know, especially our firstborn, be the center of things. It wasn't until we put ourselves in a really strong church surrounded by really strong families that those things became apparent and we realized we have to change those things.
Right. So this is less about beating you up if you happen to be in that category, but more about hopefully the Lord convicting you and maybe opening up a conversation about it.
Yeah.
So, you know, we don't want to teach our kids to make a decision out of a wrong filter either. You know, they're watching us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the funny thing is, I remember I heard our pastor say this, is that our kids are created in the image of God.
Yeah.
They inherently kind of know this stuff. And so when they see us make decisions based on the wrong filters, there's something that's going a little wrong inside of them, just like it is in us. We're kind of going counter to what the way God designed the church and the way that it's supposed to work. And, you know, fun and emotionally charging things are not what we put as a first priority when we're making decisions. So why would we do that when it comes to church?
Especially because those things change all the time. Our emotions change weekly, sometimes daily, sometimes moment to moment based on our circumstances. So we can't teach our children to make decisions based on emotion. And we have to make sure we are not making decisions then based on emotion.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think ultimately, when you say sometimes too, it can be a cop out. I mean, meaning, you know, we know we need to make these decisions with a lot of due diligence, and we sometimes aren't comfortable with the fact that we're going to go to a certain type of church. Like, we may know the church we're supposed to go to is X, but we really want to go to Y because it'll be a little easier. It won't be as convicting. It won't put as much pressure on us to be there and to learn and to engage and to serve and to grow and to really be plugged in with other families. So I think a lot of times it's easy to use the kids as a pawn, you know, to kind of move around to the church that we really kind of feel most comfortable at. But again, this is a tough thing. This is more to create a way of thinking. This is to start a conversation about how do you make important decisions in your life, including a church. And, you know, we don't have teenagers yet, but I've heard a lot of people say, if you do this early on, it's really hard when they're teenagers, because the truth is that you shouldn't be allowing your teenagers to decide where they go to church because of where their friends are, or maybe even them deciding that they don't want to go to church when they're under your roof. There's a lot of things to think about when it comes to this.
Absolutely. I think it's just one more encouragement to all spur each other on to be really intentional parents.
Yep. All right. Well, there you have it. I love doing this with you.
He's not talking to you. He's looking at me.
I do love doing it with all of you folks, too. All of our millions of listeners. We thank you for your support and your financial giving.
Sorry, that's probably really loud in the mic. But you know what? Lord willing, someone will listen to this someday when the millions of viewers will be. Ooh,
they're going to be going through the archives. They're going to be like, wow, this podcast is so enriching and so deep and life-changing that I'm going to go back to episode one.
I can't believe they're like 70 now, but I'm going to go back to all the way when they were in their 30s.
Oh, wow, you think we're going to have millions of people by 70? That's not that far away.
No, like by the time we're 70.
Oh, we're 70?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be, well, yeah.
Not this, podcast, this podcast 70, but like we're 70.
By the time we're 70. Wow, have you heard of this podcast they used to do when they were children? So, anyway.
It's gonna be great.
Yep. Love doing this with you, my love, and with everyone listening. Thank you for your time.
Peace out.
Peace in the Middle East.
That's it for this week's edition of Bear Essentials. Remember to follow us on social or visit bear-squirrel.com to find storybook resources for godly instruction. If you have an essential you'd like to see addressed on a future show, please write us at podcast@bear-squirrel.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week with a brand new show.